Are you a lawyer who desires more freedom and flexibility in your work life? To be more available for your family, stop deferring those bucket list travel destinations until retirement, take care of yourself physically and mentally, or even just have more time for your other passions and priorities. What would it mean for your life if you could continue to practice law without sacrificing in any of these areas or sacrificing your income? I'm Kaylee Jacquemet, host of the Lawyer on Your Terms podcast. I run a six-figure virtual law practice working less than 25 hours a week. I'm a mom of two little ones and started my practice so I wouldn't have to choose between my vision of motherhood and my legal career. Your dreams and priorities may be different, but if you're curious about how to create a practice that is designed around your most important priorities in life, rather than always having to fit your life around your career, then you're in the right place. You, my friend, are more than just a lawyer, and you can lawyer on your own terms. Welcome to the Lawyer on Your Terms podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about how the framework for freedom in our legal careers and personal lives might be rooted in an intentional choice to lawyer less. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to have less impact or even earn less income. I earn more now working half the time I did at my last job. And before I just brush over that major statement, I want to clarify that I earn more than double my salary as a government attorney, and that's working 3 days currently, but I have automated a lot of tasks in my business, outsourced others, and I'm very efficient in focusing on actions that move the needle forward when I am working. Now, lawyering less also does not mean that you're going to be sitting around doing nothing. But in fairly simple math, if we commit too much of our time to one thing, we're going to have less time for other things. If we're overcommitted in life in general, we're not going to have white space in our life to stop and smell the roses, to take advantage of, you know, spontaneous moments that come up or opportunities that tomorrow might hold. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, then you may recall my episode where we asked the age-old question, can you have it all? And in my lengthy musings on this topic, I use the analogy of macro counting. I was on this diet and I had a particular amount of macros, a certain amount of protein, fat, carbs that I was eating each day. And if you've ever done this, you know, if you go over on carbs or you start creeping up on your carb allowance for the day, that means that in later meals, you aren't going to be able to indulge in as many carbs. You need to spread it out during the day. Similarly, with our time, we all have the same amount of time in the day, but we all have different obligations, responsibilities, and limitations. So if I fill up my plate with work, I'm going to have less time for my personal life, less time for my family. That is just the truth. But that doesn't mean that I can't have more time for my family and still have a successful career. I just need to figure out how to have a successful career spending less time on it. Now, I do not purport to have all of the answers on life balance, far from it. However, on paper, my life could sound very overcommitted to some. I run multiple businesses, my IP practice, my contract template shop, and this coaching business for other lawyers, while homeschooling my two young kids. But the truth is that while yes, life is busy, it's really not all that chaotic or overcommitted because in each of these buckets, homeschooling, career, I'm doing less than it might sound. I'm working 20 hours tops, and my homeschooling is just 2.5 days a week. Saturday is a day of rest for our whole family, and Sunday is a reset day, with the first half of the day being family time, and then the afternoon and evening being a time where I catch up on work and just get ready for the coming week. Now, however you choose to organize your life, I want to encourage you that being a lawyer and having a successful law career does not need to be draining or come at the expense of your other passions and priorities. Maybe you've even thought about leaving the law completely. In reality, you do not need to stop being a lawyer to have more time for your family or a flexible lifestyle, but maybe you need to lawyer less. I am currently listening to the audiobook version of Do Less by Kate Northrup. And while some of it is a bit woo for my taste, I also find myself enthusiastically agreeing with many of her points. So I want to share a quote. It's a fairly lengthy quote from the book. And, you know, disclaimer, she's talking about women here, but I think the emotional, mental, and physical drain that comes from the way that law is practiced typically in the United States and billable hour model and requirements negatively impacts men and women alike. However, let's be real for a minute because we don't have enough time to not be real. There are many other aspects of life and domestic obligations that fall disproportionately on women. Of course, there are exceptions. Of course, every couple and every family is different. You know, and in addition, the core desires, on average, if we're being honest, and, you know, we've established that we don't have enough time to not be honest, the core desires of men and women on average are also different. I'm sure nearly all male and female attorneys alike would like to work less, would enjoy the benefit of working less. But through our teens and 20s and maybe even early 30s, it's common that women are focused on their careers. And for me and most of you listening, that's a legal career. But many lawyers become burnt out in their 30s and 40s, and especially lawyer moms who are in a constant state of trying to balance a completely unrealistic amount of obligations. It's just so much easier to reach that point of burnout. So how do we reconcile this then? Do we give up on our personal desires? Do we give up our legal careers? Or do we, you know, push forward like linemen on a football field, pushing those big blocking dummies until we reach adrenal fatigue? Perhaps instead, the answer for you might be to lawyer less. So let me get into this quote from Kate Northrup's book, Do Less. If you're ready to build and grow a flexible virtual law practice, whether you're going solo for the first time or you have an existing practice, but would like to be able to work less without sacrificing your income, our signature program, The Accelerator, is for you. The Accelerator is a 6-month private Done With You mentorship program to provide you with the exact steps, strategies, and support that you need to build, launch, and grow a flexible virtual law practice. There's honestly nothing else in the marketplace like the Accelerator, and we take a holistic approach to building a flexible law firm around the most important priorities in your life. Our unique combination of training materials, templates, and private mentoring will fast-track your transformation from burnout and missing out to a lawyer who looks forward to Monday mornings. By the end of the program, you will not only have all the information and tools you need to launch your flexible virtual firm, but we will have built out many of the back-end components of your firm together. You'll have a clear, personalized, and actionable business plan to operate and grow your practice with the confidence and support to do it. And last, but certainly not least, you'll join a network of like-minded attorneys to grow with. Enrollment for the Accelerator is open now at lawyeronyourterms.com/accelerator. She begins, modern feminism, and side note, before anyone gets upset about a critique on feminism, I'd venture to guess that Kate identifies as some form of feminist, so let's just hear her out. Modern feminism tells us to lean in, to be more aggressive, to be more assertive, to act more capable, to show less emotion, to never let them see us sweat, to never show our weakness, and prove to everyone that we can, in fact, do it all. And that the fact that we happen to have ovaries and are designed to repopulate the planet in no way affects our ability to essentially embody all of the qualities of a man while living in the woman's body, though often pretending we don't. It's total BS. Leaning into our femininity does not mean being weak or giving your power away. being open to receiving support does not make you any less strong. It's time for us to reprogram ourselves to own and accept that there's a new game in town, and it's a feminism that owns embodying our femininity as a source of strength, not weakness. Women have been taught that to be equal, they must become like men. And men have been taught that to be good men, they must be stoic, capable of anything, excellent providers, unemotional, and bionic. Side note here, clearly those expectations are equally harmful and toxic to men, but they do very well represent the legal profession. They must never admit to weakness and do everything within their power to achieve things by themselves because life is about competition and proving your worth as higher than other people's. If you can do everything and do it well and never ask for help and do it better than other people, you've won. And that's just your professional life. Add to that the other obligations and isolations that so many families have in balancing all of this when generations before us were much more likely to live in community with aunts and grandmothers and friends all around. And individually, they were juggling a whole lot less. Now, I'm not suggesting that we go back in time and give up what we've achieved, but what I am suggesting is that there is a solution right before our eyes, thanks to technology, that enables us to change the way that we practice law so that it is not going against our desires. It is not going against what serves our family best, what serves our own emotional and physical needs best. But rather, it is allowing us to get our precious time back. And I submit to you that that solution is entrepreneurship, and specifically a virtual, flexible law firm in a transactional practice area like estate planning, business law, real estate law, some areas of immigration law, and basically any practice area where you do not need to be married to the court docket. So, how can you run a thriving law practice in just 3 or 4 days a week from anywhere? Let's break it down. First and foremost, leverage technology. The key to running a successful remote law practice lies in utilizing the right tools and software to streamline your workflow. Automating repetitive tasks and processes wherever possible is really key here. So whether it's generating documents, scheduling appointments, sending out invoices, there are numerous software solutions available that can handle these tasks automatically and save you time and effort. My next tip, wherever you can and wherever it's appropriate, charge flat rate fees that build in margin that rewards you for the efficiency that you are building through your automations. Next, building a strong referral network is essential. Networking still remains the cornerstone of the legal profession, even in a remote environment. But that doesn't mean that you have to be going to the Chamber of Commerce or going to stuffy, you know, networking events where you have to wear a suit and be there late into the night. You can do all of this online. Cultivating relationships with other attorneys and professionals in related fields, also past clients who can refer new business your way. By establishing yourself as the trusted go-to expert in your field, you can consistently attract new clients and opportunities. The next key is to outsource tasks that can be done by someone other than yourself. If you are a solo practitioner or you are running a small firm, your time is valuable. So instead of getting bogged down in administrative tasks or non-legal work, delegate these tasks to virtual assistants, freelance paralegals, or other professionals. This allows you to focus your time and energy on the things that only you can do in your business. So as we conclude this discussion today, I want to invite you to reconsider the way that you approach your legal career and your life as a whole. The notion of lawyering less is not about compromising your success or your achievements or settling for mediocrity. It is about reclaiming your time and your energy and your vision for how you want your days and your weeks to go, because those weeks add up to the months and the years that make up the story of your life. And you are truly in the driver's seat of that story more than ever before as a lawyer, thanks to these systems of technology and this opportunity to build a flexible practice online. In a profession where burnout and overwhelm are all too common, I really believe that it is time to challenge the status quo and not to force ourselves to work within a model that was made for a different time, a different world, possibly for people who had different priorities than you have, different priorities than I have. We don't need to force ourselves to live in that box. We have the opportunity to create a legal career that is built around our own personal desires. So whether you are a seasoned attorney or you're just starting out, remember this, you have the power to design a legal practice that aligns with your values, your priorities, and your dreams. By leveraging technology, building meaningful connections, and outsourcing non-essential tasks, also don't forget those flat fee rates, you can create a thriving law practice that allows you to truly lawyer on your own terms. So let go of the notion that success requires you sacrificing your well-being. Let go of the belief that you have to do it all alone and at full throttle in order to be successful. Instead, embrace the possibility of lawyering less. Again, lawyering less certainly does not need to equate to less fulfillment, less impact, or less income. But it certainly, for me, has equated to more freedom, more satisfaction, and more joy in my professional and personal life. So I thank you for joining me on this episode today. And until next time, remember, you are more than just a lawyer, and you can lawyer on your own terms. That's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me and really help us grow if you would take a moment to go to your podcast app where you listen and leave us a review. If you know a lawyer who you think would enjoy this podcast, please take a screenshot of your favorite episode and send it to them or tag them in a post. And before we leave, I just want to remind you that you are more than just a lawyer and you can lawyer on your own terms. I'll see you next week.